This is Tom Arms with the LookAheadNews.com World Report for the week beginning the 12th of February. Look Ahead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas flies to Moscow on Monday to try and persuade President Putin to take a more active role in Arab-Israeli affairs after Trump's decision to move the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. Kuwait, meanwhile, hosts a donor conference to raise money for the reconstruction of Iraq. In neighboring Syria, the Turks continue their offensive against the U.S.-supported Kurds. The U.S. and Turkish defense ministers will discuss their growing differences during a regular meeting of NATO defense ministers in Brussels on Wednesday and Thursday. This is followed on Friday and Saturday by the annual Munich Security Conference, with nearly 400 participants, including several heads of government. Donald Trump on Monday is expected to unveil his long-awaited infrastructure plans. Administration officials have said it will involve spending $1 to $2 trillion over the next 10 years. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange makes another legal attempt to leave his Ecuadorian embassy sanctuary on Tuesday. This time, his lawyers will be using the public interest argument. In South Africa, President Jacob Zuma looks set to finally resign after a meeting of his party's national executive next Saturday. Canadian Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau, meanwhile, is off on a state visit to India, with relations between the two countries at a new high, while Friday sees the start of Chinese New Year. And finally, on the day after St. Valentine's Day, it is World Singles Awareness Day. Its main purpose appears to be to allow you to buy cut-price chocolates and flowers that you forgot to buy the day before. And that was next week's News Today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for the expanded Look Ahead World Analysis. This is Tom Arms with the expanded Look Ahead World Analysis for the week being the 12th of February. Look Ahead broadcasts tomorrow's News Today so that you can plan to participate. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas flies to Moscow on Monday to try and persuade President Putin to take a more active role in Arab-Israeli affairs. The Palestinian president is furious about President Trump's decision to move the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem and said that the U.S. can no longer act as honest broker. Kuwait is hosting a donor conference on Monday to raise money for the reconstruction of Iraq following the defeat of ISIS, while neighboring Syria, the Turks continue their offensive against the U.S.-supported Kurds. The U.S. and Turkish defense ministers will discuss their growing differences during a regular meeting of NATO defense ministers on Wednesday and Thursday, along with the Trump administration's nuclear weapons plans. Most of the NATO defense ministers will go on to the Munich Security Conference on Friday through Sunday. Chancellor Angela Merkel plays host to nearly 400 participants, including the Israeli, Egyptian, Ukrainian, and Polish leaders. The trial is expected to end in Paris on Wednesday. The man dubbed the Daesh landlord, Jawad Bandaoud, faces 4 years in jail for renting out his apartment to the ringleader of the November 2015 Paris terror attack. Bandaoud says he did not know that he was renting his apartment to a terrorist and that he is a cocaine-sniffing womanizer, not a religious fundamentalist. Donald Trump on Monday is expected to unveil his long-awaited infrastructure plans. Administration officials have said it will involve between $1 and $2 trillion in spending over the next 10 years. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange makes another legal attempt to leave his Ecuadorian embassy sanctuary on Tuesday. The London court last week rejected an appeal by Assange's lawyers that he should be released because Sweden have dropped their extradition request, but the judge said they could try again using a public interest argument. In South Africa, it may be the end for President Jacob Zuma when the ruling ANC's national executive meets on Saturday. It appears that his ousting as ANC party leader and the postponement of the State of the Nation address were the two final straws. Canadian Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau, meanwhile, is off on a state visit to India starting on Saturday. Relations between the two countries are reckoned to be at a new high because of Canada's open immigration policy and India's high-tech industries. China starts New Year's celebrations on Friday. It is the year of the dog. Children born in this year are said to be brave, forthright, and loyal as a dog. And that was next week's News Today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.